Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we established that the shita of the Rambam is that bilus and chometz is not gufa chefte shel isul bal yiroi. Gufa isul is etzem himmatzut hachametz. Ela sheyesh tnai b'gidrei ha'isul v'shel acherim ata roye v'rak b'shelcha hu sheyesh isul hiraot. Zot omeret, yesh tnai shall buy this. The etzem iser is that you have chametz in your possession. The tnai is that it belongs to you. Vanachnu v'siyata d'shmaya herachnu b'zeh b'shi'ur ha'kodem. V'shuv zeh al pi ha'sefer ha'yakar aliyot Moshe. Az al pi ha'yesod hazeh nuchal leva'er sugiya b'mesechet p'sachim. V'dav her mudbet sugiya she'ra'inu kama pa'amim בשיעורים בזמן האחרון, בסייעתא דשמיא, כשחוזרים על סוגיה עוד פעם ועוד פעם, אז הסוגיה מתחבבת בעיניך, you keep chasering it again and again, and you just, oh, you love it, oh, it's like you know it well, when you know something well, you feel a special chiba, people have a chiba for their, where they grew up, oh, this is where I grew up, and I was on this street, and I was on that street, so you should have the same familiarity with sugyas hashas, and each sugya you fall in love with it, and every time you learn it, you fall in love with it again. Like, wow, I love that sugya. Kopanim omar ma, yachol yatmin v'yekabel piktonot men anuchrim. I might think that if you hide the chametz, or if you receive pigdoines, that if you are given it as a security from goyim, in other words, it's not your chametz, just given, it's given to you by Goyim. I might think, Zok da Heilige Gemore, Shebemikre Kaze, Yechayev, Talmud Lo Yimar Lo Yimatze. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yimatze, no, it's not allowed to be found. So even if you don't see it, Yatamin, it's hidden, you don't see it. And even if you get it from the guy, so it's not Lo Yirai Lecha, it's not yours, it's still going to be aser because lo yimotze. Ay, shuvel ata gemara, amres reisha, shalcha I ata roe, aval ata roe shal acherim v'shal gavoa. But what about the reisha? The reisha says that you're not allowed to see it only if it belongs to you. But if it belongs to others, then you're allowed to see it. Shalcha I ata roe, aval ata roe shal acherim v'shal gavoa. אז איך נסתדר עם זה? עכשיו אמרנו שאם זה של מישהו אחר, אז מותר. פה כתוב שזה... פה כתוב שזה, if it belongs to somebody else, it's mutter. But in the braisa that we just quoted, yikawa pikdonos min hanochrim, it's aser. So which one is it? Is it mutter or aser if it belongs to somebody else? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, depends. Lo kashya. Hadi kabil alei achrayut, hadi lo kabil alei achrayut. If you are makabel achrayus, you're chayev. If you weren't makabel achrayus, you're pater. If you're makabel achrayus, if you're responsible, you're chayev for having this chometz. If you were makabel achrayus, then you're pater. Ubevaday shedivrei hagmara tiunim biur. We have to understand this gemara. Because what does Kabbalas Achrayus have to do with making the chametz yours? It's the goy's chametz. So you have Achrayus. So what? It's the goy's chametz. Behemshech Asug here, so why should you be chayv even if you have Achrayus? Behemshech Asug, the Gemara says, Ki adam elu rav lebnei mechuzah b'iru chamira d'bnei chayla mevataychu, like Rav said to the bnei mechuzah, should destroy the chametz of the soldiers, the Gaisha soldiers from your homes. Kevin dilu migna vilu misbad bil shusaychu kaimu. Uva isu lishlume kititchon dami vaaser. Since if it would get lost or stolen or lost, it would be considered yours and you'd have to pay for it. It's like it's yours and therefore it's aser. So you see that if you are responsible for it and you'd have to pay for it, it's considered yours, and the memela, it's aser. You're not allowed to have that, then therefore get rid of such chametz. The Rambam, in the fourth paragraph of Chametz u'Matzah, in the fourth halacha, brings this din. The Rambam omer kach, akum anas shefkid chametzo etzel Yisrael, a bully of a guy who gave his chametz as a security, as a pikadon to a Jew. If the Jew knows that if it gets lost or stolen, he's going to have to pay, the guy's going to force him to pay. Even if he wasn't mekabel achrayis, he's still chayav to get rid of the chametz, because it's like it's his, because he's obligated, he's responsible for it. It's chayav b'achrayis. The anos, this birion, is going to force him to pay for it. Thus is the Rambam. The Ravid, lo nishal chayav, it's a modern Hebrew expression, it means he doesn't let this go by easily. The Ravid writes, davar ze hoitzi mimai de amar lu ravid of name chuzah beiru chamira de bnei chela. Kiem de l'migin of mizbe al shusachai kaimu v'vitzu l'shlome kidit chudami. So he gets this from the Gemara we just quoted. The Rav says, get rid of the chametz that you're responsible for from the non-Jewish soldiers. The Rambam thought that this achrayus is compelled, is forced, is coerced. Ve'al kol chamaya, and it's against their will. Ve'im ken b'motzei Pesach, hechanei anemtza, she'ay omer lam Rav Nachman puku, v'aisu lan chamir ad b'nei cheli, v'alo nisraf haya pishale. Kishalahem, ela vaday lo haya ones b'davar klan, v'yucholim hayu lahachzirol l'shmirat atzman kishirtzu. Ve'al ken hechziruhu lahem u'motzei pesach natlu mehem v'tashlomim shehem min ha'ones eino kedin achrayut. In other words, there's a machlokas here between the Rambam and the Ravid in a case where they were mekabel achrayus me'emas ha'akum ha'anas. If they're mekabel achrayus because they're afraid of the Gentile, does it make it the chametz that it's his? The opinion of the Ravid is that it doesn't. It's not yours. Shitas HaRambam is that it is. It is yours. So what's the koich of achrayus ba'ones to make the chametz yours? That's why the Ravid writes in the Rambam that the Rambam, you think that the issue here is that they're being forced. But if that's true, what about the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed? Rav Nachman says, go get the chametz back that you gave to the Geisha soldiers. What do you mean? It was burned. Like their own chametz. So it must be there was no onus at all. The Rabbi's understanding, there's no onus at all. But this Gemara is in Hamad Beis, and that Gemara is in Daf Lamed. But still, it's the same as soldiers. So there's no onus, according to the Ravid. If there was onus, it wouldn't be theirs. Loi onus bedavar klal. And therefore they were able to give it back to the guy, and then the guy gave it back on Motzei Pesach. And what's bonus is not considered acharayis. So that's the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid holds that when there's forced acharayus, it's not considered acharayis. And according to the Rambam, when there's forced acharayus, it is considered achrayus, but wait a second. Somebody forces it on you? That if something happens that you have to pay? How does that make it mine? I don't want it to be mine. V'sham b'emshech ha-sugya katuv kach, anicha l'mandi amar davar ha-gorem l'mamon k'mamon dami el l'mandi amar lav k'mamon dami mai ikal l'meimar. So this is all good, says the Gemara. According to the mandi amar, and therefore it makes sense that if you have a chrayis for this chametz, it's not your chametz. But you have a chrayis to pay for it, so it's like your mamon. It's goyim l'mamon. But according to the mandamar, lav k'mamon dami, ma'ik al-meimah, But according to the opinion that Gorim Lamaman, if it causes a monetary obligation, it doesn't have the status of being your money. It only causes a monetary obligation, but it's not actually your money, like here, where it's Gorim Lamaman, if he loses it, he has to pay. So, Michael Amemar, then what are you going to say? It's why should he be obligated? Why should he be over an Isser? If it's in his Rishus, it's not Mammon, and it's only Gorim Lamammon. Gorim Lamammon Lavka Mammon Dami. And just the Gemara, Shaini Ocho, Be'omar Lo Yimotze. Here it's different. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Yimotze. And what does Lo Yimotze teach us? That even though it's only Gorim Lamammon, it's still going to be Aser. We have to understand, what does this Yalfusa from Lo Yimotze have to do with anything? How does that teach us that if you're a Makabel Achrayus, Main Yan Yalfusa Zud Mikra de Lo Yimotze, וגם בקביל עלי אחריות בלבד סגי בזה לעשות החמץ ברשות הבעלים? How does Lo Yimotze say that Kabbal Achrayus, Kabbalas Achrayus is a law as enough to make it like it belongs to you? אז נראה שהן הן הדברים אשר דיברנו. This is exactly what we've been saying. The getter of Bal Yehoi is not an Isser Bailus. It's an Isser Re'iyah. You're not allowed to see it in your possession. The Bailus is a Tnai. The Isser is Re'iyah, is seeing it. And the Tnai for seeing it, that you'll be over, is that you have Bailus, that it's in your possession. But the etzem iser is ri'iyah, that it's in your boundaries. That's the iser. But there's a tenai that it belongs to you. If it belongs to somebody else, it's fine. If it belongs to a goy, it's fine. Ze shachametz u'shel acherim u'begeder matir lirot. That the chametz belongs to somebody else is a matir for you to see it. נראה שזוהי כוונת הגמרא. שייני יחד אמר לא יימצא, והיינו, שמהפסוק לא יימצא, it doesn't say לך, it says לא יראה לך, by לא יימצא, it doesn't say לך. We learn that the gather of Isser Bailus and Chometz, that's not the gather, the gather is not the Bailus, the gather is not the Bailus. To the extent that we say, if it's a Dabra Gorm, Lamam, and Lav, Kamam, and Dami, you're not over. If it was bailus, then in a chinami. You don't have bailus, so you're off the hook. But the gather of the iser is the very fact that the chometz is in your tchum. Gather ha'isuru guf himatzut ha'chametz b'tchumo. You cannot have in your boundaries chometz. There's a heter that if it belongs to somebody else, it's mutter. And here the din is that it's enough if he's mekabel achrayus, that it's as if it's in your rishus, and therefore your chayiv. That's what the Gemara means. Shaini yachad amar lo yimatze. From this pasuk we learn that doesn't mamish have to be yours. Just the fact that it's there. Just the fact that it's in your rishus, that's enough to be mechayiv you. There's a tenai that you own it. But the chiddush of the Gemara is the pasuk teaches us not only if you own it, but even if you're just responsible for it. So again, that proves our theory, which was that the gedder of the iser of by Rabbi Matze is that it shouldn't see it. Shouldn't be in your possession, and the tenai is that you own it. And the Bal Yimotze teaches us that even if you don't mamish own it, just that you're mekabel achrayus, that's enough. And apparently, this is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. How awesome is that? The Ravid holds that the inyan is kipshuto, that the bilus and the chametz is the gather of the yisr. And in the pasuk of Lo Yimatze, we learn that chametz is different than the whole Torah. Even though v'chol duchti, Torah garon lo is laf kamam, v'chametz is different, it's kamaman. But the ikar yisr is the bilus. And therefore he holds a dafka b'kabal echrais meretzoni, you have to willingly be mekabal echrais. Then it's considered yours. Again, according to the Ravid, the yisr is the bilus. We have a chiddush from Lo Yimatze, that chametz is different than the whole Torah. Normally, davar garon lo is lav kamaman dami. Chametz is different. Davar garon lo is kamaman dami. But still, the ikar yisr is the bilus. And therefore, only if you're makabel achrayus, meritzono, then it's yours. Makabel achrayus meritzono, that's enough of a bilus. Bonus, it's not yours. You were forced. But the Rambam is l'shitaso. The Rambam holds that the yisod of the yisr is that the chametz is in yerushas. Just if it belongs to somebody else, you're allowed to have it. But the etzem yisr is that it's in yerushas. And if the Rambam holds, even if it's forced on you, may onus hamalchus to be makabel achrayus, that's enough to put the chametz in yerushas. If you mamish need bailus, then the chiddush only goes as far as the Ravid says that you have to willingly be a makabel achrayus. That's enough of a bailus here. Here we're going to say devar garam lamam and kamaman dami, and it's like it belongs to you, but only if you're willingly makabel achrayus. The Rambam goes further. The Rambam says the etzem yisr is that it's in your rishus. There's just a special head there if it doesn't belong to you. That it's in your rishus, but you don't have to have bailus. So therefore, we say, what does it mean being in your rishus? The head there is only small. It's much more narrow. The head there is only if it belongs to a. If your mamish belongs to the goy, but if you have a achrayus, even if the achrayus is forced, so it's still going to be aser. Ulahalan b'gemara katuv ika da'amri. Hanich lemandi amar devara gorem lemamon lav kemamon dami. Hainu ditzich lo yimatzei. So I understand according to the mandi amar that if the davar hagorem lemamon it's not kemamon, that's why he needs the chiddush of lo yimatzei to teach you, even though davar gorem lemamon is lav kemamon dami here, you need lo yimatzei to tell you that it is kemamon. According to mandi amar kemamon dami, you don't need lo yimatzei. It's pashut that it's yours. Sagadai dechamino holdi say hadu reine lav rishusei kari kamash malan. So you might think, since if it's Ba'ain, you give it back Ba'ain, when it's still around, you give it back as it is, it's not considered yours, kamash malam. That it is considered yours. What is what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Dibur maschil ho'il, vavam and aleph, ho'il v'chi ite adar hu gufei l'marei Ba'inei, v'ze adayin lo ne'avad, since it goes back, you give the item itself back to the owner, and it still has him in loss. V'chem Reb Shimon, lahi echadeno be'ein. Reb Shimon said his vort, that kol agorim lamamin, kimamin dami. When did Reb Shimon say that vort? When it's not be'ein. Like when you're going to have kachim, she'babalim chayv machriyasan. So Reb Shimon says, even though there's no kefal for hekdesh, the rei'ah of lo lehekdesh, here you're chayv. Since he's chayv ba'achrayus, it's called re'eil. Because he caused him to be mischayv mamon. So that's talking about a case where it's not be'ein. So Rashi says the chiddush of the Gemara is that when do we say davar garam lamamon kamamon dami? When it's not be'ein, like when somebody steals kachin. And we say that normally when you steal from hekdesh, you're not chayv. Kefal. But here you are, when the person's chayv achrayas, you are chayv kefal. Because it's garim lamamin. Because now this person's chayv achrayas, you have to pay him the kefal. But that's only because the animal's gone, it's not bain. And in our case, the chametz is bain, so here we need a chiddush tell you, though it's bain, we still say davar garim lamamin kamamin dami. Now the ktseis, and simon shin pei vav, see if Zion asks, as follows. Umnam b'ni anavon, Moreno Rabbi Yosef Beresh HaKoin, my very wise son, Yosef Beresh is the Ktsais, it's knack away and learning with his son. And the son asked him a kasha on this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even if Issa Be'ene, Rav Shimon holds Davra Gorim Lamamun Kamamun Dami. What's the Gemara? The Gemara there says that Hayuba Kodshe Kodshim, this is Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Beis. So if we're talking about an Ir Nidachas, so if you have Kodshe Mizbeach, Yamusu. Kodshe Berek Habayis, Yipadu. Frak the Gemara of Amaya Musu, why should Kachem Mizbeach of the Irni Dachatz die? Yirachi Yitztavu, let them graze until they have a moon. V'yamachu v'yipul v'neim l'nedava. And let their money used to be used to buy korbanos. Why should you say that the Kachem Mizbeach Yamusu? So the question is, why? Let them walk around until Achi Yistavu, until they get a moment, then sell them. So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish says, Amar Mamon Bailim Hu, V'achar B'kav Shechai V'achar Yisana. We're talking about where it's Mamon Bailim, not Mamon Shemayim. And these are Kachim, a person's responsible for, and it's Rib Shimon, who says that it's Mamon Bailim. Because if a person's Chayiv Bach Riyuso, it's his. Since he's responsible for it, it's considered his. Hilka Chalini Ridachas Rashi says, Mamon Bailim, Huvudanim Lufichar of Shar Behemet Shebesaycha. Hilka Chasiri Behema. Meikar Adin Rashi says you should kill them if you charev. They are considered part of the like other animals in the city because it really belongs to this person. But because of kavod kodshei shemayim, yamusu. You don't kill them like the rest of the Irni Dachas. That's what the son of the Ktzos brings down. Here we're talking about where they're bein. It's bein, and we still consider it mamon bailin. But you, Rashi, in Psachim said no. If it's bein, it's not considered mamon bailin. Only if it's not bein. So that's the kasha. However, l'fiyam of war b'dvareinu b'shitat haramba, that the yisr chametz is not mitzad geder bailus. The bailus is only a t'nai, and the ikar yisr is that you shouldn't have chametz in your rishus. We could be miyashe when the Gemara says, "Hovachiyesa hader bein elar b'shusei kai." It's not lafuke to say that mitzad zeh it lacks a din bailus when it's given back the ein. That doesn't stem with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even if it's Be'ein, we say Garam Lamam. The fact that it's Be'ein doesn't mean that we don't say Garam Lamam. Rather, what the Gemara wants to say is we lack the fact that Chametz is seen in your Rishus. Since Hadar Be'ene, it's not called that Chametz is Nirad Rishusai. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Hol v'chi ise, since when it's still around, hader be'ene, you give it back as it is. Lav birshusei koi. It's not considered in your rishus. It's not that if it's hadar be'ene, you lack bilus. It's that if it's hadar be'ene, it's not appearing in your rishus. That's what we learn from the pasuk of lo yimatze. That's enough to be considered in your rishus. So again, if you're understanding that the issue is bilus, then that doesn't work. Because we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it's considered that you have bilus. Since you're chayv b'achrayus, it's considered you have bilus even if it's bang. And therefore, mi'ikar adin, the animal should be killed with the rest of your nidachas. So what the Gemara here is telling us is that chaser b'heheraot hechametz birshuto. We are lacking in the fact that the chametz is seen in your rishus. Because if it's hadar be'enei, in other words, you're looking at this chametz, you're saying this chametz as it is going back to somebody else. So that can't be called that it's in your rishus. Because again, you don't need bilus. That's not the issue here. The issue is that it's not in your rishus, and if it's not in your rishus, you're not chayiv. So kamash malan, lo yimatzeh, say that it's enough. It's considered enough in your rishus, even if you're chayiv b'achrayus, and even if it's bein. You would think that since it's bein, it's not considered rishus, but you say it's not in his rishus, it's being given back. As you look at it now, it's not in his rishus, it's being given back. So kamash malan, the fact that he's responsible for it is enough to make it in his rishus. So again, this all stems with our yesod, that the iser of chametz is that it's nira b'rishuso, that you see it in your rishus, and not that you own it. Now the Gemara in Pesachim makes a chiluk between a nachri shekibashto and a nachri shelo kibashto. Kayadua, and it says in Daf Hayamid Beis, "Ein li ela the aser kabbalas pikdonos min a nachri b'nachri shelo kibashto." That isn't under your control, under your power. But what about a guy that is under your power? How do you know that even from him you're not allowed to receive pikdonos? And the Gemara says, "Klape laya." The Gemara asks, "What's going on over here? It's mehat lafich. It's more likely that we're going to ask her to hold on to chametz of a guy who's under your control, more than the chametz of a guy who's not under your control. So under your control, it's more your chametz. And yet the brisa is the opposite. I only know that it's aser if he's not under your control. How about if he's under your control?" So the brisa says, switch it around. Rabbi says, don't switch it around. Reisha koi. So this ket of the brisa is going on the reisha. We learn at the beginning of the brisa, it says in the Torah, lo'er l'chaseor, so the Chah teaches you, Shalcha yataroe. Avala taroe, you now that have yours, but you're allowed to hold on in your gvul, the Chomet Shalachem Rishal Gavoa. So ain't the Ella that it's mutter for you to be machzik bevulcha the Chomet of a Nachri. Ella benachri Shaloki bashto. Ve ain't Shavu imcha bachatse. That's only a guy who is, you haven't captured, and isn't living with you in the courtyard. So if it's that type of chametz, that's going to be permitted. Why? Not that that's going to be forbidden. But that type of chametz is going to be permitted if it belongs to the guy, because he's not under your control. How do I know that it's even permitted if he's under your control? Hakopanim, we see here that there's a gemara makes a chiluk between nachu shekibashto v'shelo kibashto. Shoalim tosvot, hikshar rabbeinu tam, v'shum duchta lo matzichin et shrei kol v'kibashto v'lo kibashto. V'shum makom lo matzichin v'shagmar matzicha shnei psukim. One for a goy shekibashto and one for a goy shelo kibashto. In Chulin, לגבי מזוזה, לגבי תרומה, לגבי פאה, למשל, לגבי תרומה, I'm not going to go into mezuzah, it's a little problematic, but לגבי פאה, לגבי תרומה, it says, reishis to gancha. And the Gemara says, if you're shutter for the guy, it's pater from tshuma. Pea, Gemara darshins, that you're shutter for the guy, pater mitshuma. Me pay. So we have miutim by a goy, but it doesn't say anything about kibashta, lo kibashta. So why pitom here? Do we need two psukim? One for kibashta, lo for one for not kibashta. There is enough to have one pasuk for a goy. That's Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaaskim Mishum. So based on what we said, we give him the yashiv. Shisham besugyat haGemara b'chulin, alo anidon elyan ba'alut. To remind the ba'alus of a guy. So there it doesn't matter, it's kibashto, lo kibashto, the yikar nidon is elyan ba'alus. There's no difference to whether it's under your control, not under your control. What does the fact that kibashto have to do with ba'alus? But here by chametz, the nidon is, if the chametz is considered that it's seen in your rishus, in your domain. So there we would say that since kibashto lanochri v'areyu nimtza b'tchumcha, it's considered that since kibashto and he's in your tchum, so we would say that this chametz is seen in your tchum. When it comes to bailus, maybe you can say it doesn't matter whether you can argue also not like that, but maybe the pshat is that when it comes to bailus, you can say, what does it matter if kibashto or not kibashto? At the end of the day, he can still have bailus. Hashem came when it comes to Bereshuso, if kibashto, that you've captured, you're in control over here. So you're right, he can have bailus, but he's in your tchum. He's in your reshus. So you might think that if kibashto, it's different. If kibashto, it's considered in your tchum. So kamash malan, that it's not. That's Abaye, and Liela, the Nachwi Shelo Kibashto. But Nachwi Shekibashto, Minayin, how do you know that if you capture this guy, he's in your tchum? How do you know it's still going to be Aser for, how do you know it's going to be Mutter to have this Chametz? It's still in your tchum, and you're Kovesh the Nachwi. So for that, we need a Pasuk. First the Gemara says, Tam Adlam Elo Yimatze. And then the Gemara asks, V'hai Tana Mahadar Ateir V'nasa L'Akar Li'isura. You're looking for a heter to have chametz of a guy that kibashto, that belongs to the guy. And then you bring a pasuk of Lo Yimatze, a pasuk for Isser. So the Gemara answers, no, it says, L'cha L'cha Trei Zimri. There are two psukim lenin Isseriyas chametz, where it says L'cha. One in Parashas Bo, one in Parashas Re'ei. Lo Yirei L'cha Sar U'cha V'ulecha. So we darsh in the extra lecha in Parashas Re'eh, Yimeinu Wenya. Doesn't need to be teach about lo yiroi. Already learned that from the lecha in Parashas Bo. Learned in the lo yimatzeh. It's if it says, or lo yimatzeh lecha bevateicha. and it's coming to teach you, you're allowed to be machzik. Chametz, afilu chametz hamatzui atzlecha. Shemutar lecha lachzik, afilu chametz hamatzui atzlecha. In other words, the chametz of a guy shekibashto v'darim chavachatzercha. And the Torah didn't ask her that you should be, that you should have chametz by you, unless it's shalcha. So that's how Rashi learns the pshat. Why do you have to do it in Eino Inyan? Tosfos asks. So there's Tosfos, but that's not our topic. Our topic is just to explain why you need the chilik between Nachri Shekibashto and Nachri Shelokibashto. And the teretz is because since the whole vort is that it's in your rishus, in your domain, so that you would make a chilik between lo kibashto and kibashto. Kibashto you think is aser, so kamash malan, that it's still mutter. Because it says, lecha, it's not actually yours, so it's mutter, even though the guy is kibashto. But again, that's the yesod advarim, that the iser is not the bailus, the iser is that it's seen in your boundaries. And the bailus is just a tanai, which is limited, because, again, just achrayas alone is enough. And then we have a machlokas ramam raivit about forced achrayas. Advarim niflaim, and mirtz Hashem, nachazor v'nishneh perek. Thank you so much for listening, Belina, there. It was amazing. Shalom, shalom.